Hello.
Thank you for calling in Barstop Fiber. This is Cheryl. How can I help you today?
Hi, Cheryl. My name is Beverly. I'm interested in ordering your internet.
Okay, I can certainly help you with that. Just give me a moment. What will be your address? Your last number.
4141 Down Street, Kingston, New York, one
Okay.
two four zero one.
Thank you for that information. Okay, so we do have two plans that we offer. We have a 1 gig, which is $79.99, and a two gig, which is $99.99.
What about the 79?
That's 1 gig. It's upload and download speed up to 100 gigabytes per second and 1,000 megabytes per second.
Yeah, 'cause I have a flyer here that says it's $69.99.
Yes, ma'am. Give me a moment. Okay, so $69.99, that's if you do the ACH credit for autopay.
Oh,
You get a
okay.
$10 discount on that.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Did you want to go with that plan?
Yes.
Okay. And did you need any Wi-Fi extenders?
I don't know. Right now I have Spectrum.
Okay. So if you did, you can always just give us a call back if that's something that you're interested in, okay?
Okay.
And what about phone service?
I don't have phone service. I just have my cell phone.
Okay. And I have that address is 41 Down Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you for that information. And do you or not own the property?
No, my landlord does. They live
Okay.
down.
Okay. Do you have the property owner's name?
Alberto Cadero.
Okay. Can you spell that for me?
Alberto is Aldalberto. Cadero is Cordero. He's the one that told me to call.
I'm sorry. And I want to make sure I have that landlord's first and last name. Did you say AL?
Aldalberto, Alberto. And Cordero is Cordero.
And do you have a phone number for him?
845-706, I think it's 1932. You know what? Let me go downstairs and verify that with him.
Okay.
Because I live in the upstairs apartment.
Okay, sounds good.
Adam's phone number is 1932. Okay. 706, right? 845. Your phone number? 845-706-1932.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the phone number.
Thank you for that confirmation. And is your billing address different than your service address?
No, 31 Down Street.
Okay. And can we go ahead and go with your first and last name?
Beverly Finkel, Finkle.
I have the first name is Beverly.
Correct.
Last name Finkle.
Correct.
Okay, thank you for that. And give me a moment. What is a good email address for you?
bfinkle57@gmail.com.
I have bfinkle57@gmail.com. And what about a primary phone number as well, Mrs. Finkle?
I'm sorry?
What is a good primary phone number for you?
My cell phone number.
Okay. What is that?
845-706-1670.
Okay, thank you so much for that information. And how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Both. All three, you can do it.
Okay, give me a moment. Okay, so by you choosing the phone, email, and text, I would just have to read just the opt-in for those. So that way it's just giving us verification. So for the phone opt-in, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded for Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase. The email opt-in is, do you agree to receive marketing information on discounts and special offers via email? You should unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or clicking unsubscribe at the bottom of our emails. And then for the text, do you agree to receive phone calls, which may be automated and or pre-recorded from Archtop and its agents or vendors at the phone numbers provided? You may revoke this consent at any time. Consent is not a condition of purchase. Do you agree to those?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for confirming that. We're almost to the finish line. So as part of our order process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check. By doing so, we'll automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do a credit check?
Sure.
Okay. Give me a moment. Okay, I'm just filling in your information. Bear with me. And I want to make sure I have that address spelled correctly. I have 47 D-O-W-N S Street. Is that correct?
41.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, and the only thing I would need is your social security number.
087-54-7275.
Thank you for that information.
Are we need any connectors? I don't know. Fiber. I don't know. I'll ask her again. But they needed your name and phone number.
And what was the city as well, if that address, ma'am?
I'm sorry?
What was that city again?
Kingston.
Okay.
New York. 12401.
Okay, yes, so sir. It looks like no deposit is required. That's good news to hear. Just give me a moment.
Okay.
Sonora Peak.
And did you want to go? I'm sorry, go ahead.
What were you saying about connectors?
Oh, for the extenders?
The extenders?
Yes, ma'am. It just, those, the extenders are for if, it just depends on your, the square foot of your home. Do you normally, so right now, do you use those extenders? Do you have those extenders now with your current provider?
No.
Okay.
You don't need them? No, he says we don't need them.
And did you want to go ahead and sign up for the auto pay to receive the $10 discount?
Yeah.
And did you want to do it the ACH or your credit or debit card?
You can do it ACH.
Okay.
It's the same thing as my debit card, so.
Okay. What is that routing number?
221-976-243.
Now, what is that account number?
200-377-40001. And that's checking accounts.
Okay, and is the name going to be Beverly Finkel?
Yes.
Thank you for that information. Okay. And how did you hear about Archtop Fiber?
Advertisement that came in the mail.
Okay. And do the installers need to be aware of anything on your property, such as buried wire, septic tanks, anything in that nature?
No, not that I know of.
Okay. And do you have any comments or questions?
No.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and read our terms of service. Any equipment provided by Archtop Fiber is the property of Archtop Fiber and must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. Archtop will provide a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop Fiber. Archtop Fiber reserves the right to charge for unreturned equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit for not returning the equipment within 30 days of terminating service. For any questions you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website at archtopfiber.com. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your e-account, which you are automatically enrolled in using the email address provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, so we are in the area Monday through Saturday. Our next available day, give me one moment. It's showing, bear with me. August the 2nd, which is a Friday.
August 2nd, Friday?
Yes, ma'am.
And somebody's got to be here.
They will give you a call advising you of that information. The times that we have for August 2nd is 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m.
Do August 2nd? I don't know if I can get off of work that day, though.
Did you want me to repeat those time frames, or?
Hold on, let me see if he can be here. Hey, Adam. First available appointment they have is August 2nd, which is a Friday. Can you be here to monitor them?
I don't know, it's 2 o'clock.
And what were the times?
8 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m.
3 p.m.
You want to go with 3 p.m.?
Yes.
Okay. So, Mrs. Beverly, I have you scheduled. Did you have any more questions?
Nope. That's it.
Okay. I do thank you for calling in and choosing Arch Top Fiber, and I hope you have a wonderful Saturday, okay?
You too.
You enjoy your day. Bye-bye.
Bye. August 2nd at 3.